Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Wednesday, January 7th, 2015, episode 10.39, the Divisional Preview Show. Good show today. Joining me in the Rave Cave is Nacho Libre, also known as Joey Vi. What's up, bud?
What's up, people? Man, this is awesome. This is like a privilege, man. Being here with the NFL guru, Steven Miranda himself, or as he says it, Steven Miranda. No, I'm happy to be here, man. Thank you. This is awesome.
Thanks for being on the show. Joey's going to join me today as we talk about the following things. He's going to give us his take on the call that wasn't a call in Dallas versus the Lions. We'll also talk the Kansas City Chiefs signing quarterback Terrell Pryor to a one-year deal. Odell Beckham Jr. of the New York Giants will replace Megatron in the Pro Bowl. And Florida State's Jameis Winston decides that he will enter next year's NFL draft. Plus, Joey and I will give you our picks for all four divisional round playoff games. Joey, as we say here, chomp it in. Can you chomp it in for us?
Let's do this, man.
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, people, once again, thank you very much for joining me on NFL Rants and Raves. Wherever in this world and however in this world you are listening to this podcast, whether streaming or downloading, I appreciate it. And since I have not had a co-host the entire season, I have an incredible show today. Joey's going to jump in the co-host chair. Haven't had someone here since Jeff left last season. What's up, Joey?
What's up, man? That's a bit of a challenge here, man. You said a co-host, man. I've never got that title before, but very excited, man.
You know what? I got to – ooh, let me rewind a little bit. I have to rewind. I did have a co-host, a good friend Jeremy Parker, who hosted me in London.
Right on.
When I went over to London, he and I did a show together.
Very cool.
So I have had a co-host besides Jeff since Jeff departed. But now it's you.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I know. I can say I'm a little nervous, but the man cave itself is calming me down. And I can tell you, a big fan of the site and a big fan of the show. And one thing I did want to bring up to you is your picks, your weekly picks, man. What do you say your percentages right now, man?
It's pretty good. I was 100% last week in the playoffs.
Okay, like overall, I mean, what do you say you're at right now?
I was about 70% for the season.
So to put things in perspective, 70%.
Yeah.
Say there was 100 games, you got about 70 right.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, to put things even in more perspective, if you played 10 games, you got 7 of those games right.
Yes. Correct?
All right. So, guys, what I'm trying to say, this guy knows his picks. Think about it. Say we put it down to even one game, right? One game played. You got 3/4 of that game correct, man. You're on target, dude. You're on fire.
Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. I was very happy last week because I got challenged by the fans, and I was able to bring my level up a notch and was able to get all four games correctly. I expect, Joey, that since you're picking against me this week, are you bringing your A game?
For the people, by the people, man. That's it. I'm representing the common folk, Steven. Miranda.
What do you mean by the people? Did you like poll people and you're going to go with what?
I got that sixth sense, man. We got this. We got this.
All right. He's got it. I hope that you know what you do, because there's people out there right now that they're listening and they're saying, Joey, you better win this, because here's the situation as it is right now. You ready for this, Joey?
Let's do this.
All right. There's the challenge game. Okay. That we've been doing every week since the start of the season.
Ooh, I like that.
So far there have been 18 weeks, 17 regular season, and last week the wild card. I hold a 2-game edge, 10-8. There are only 3 weeks left. So if I win one out of the next three, it's over. The fans cannot catch me.
So blame it on Joey. That's what you're trying to say.
So if you lose this week, yes, they're most likely going to blame it on you. I
think we got this, Steven. I really do.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you about your picks. That's going to be pretty interesting there. I'm excited to see what game you decide to make the challenge game.
Raiders are playing, right?
No, the Raiders are not playing. Is that your team?
No, never.
do you want to divulge to the people what your team is?
I'm a Steeler fan, but you know what? I enjoy football, and you can't go wrong watching any team play.
So, Joey, I guess I should tell the fans this. Early on in the season, mm-hmm. I opened up Steven's Bar and Grill, where we had four screens, had four games going on outside in the carport. We were grilling. We had menudo for breakfast. And you came to that.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome, man. I thought, honestly, I was at Best Buy. Or either that or my uncle's house with all the stolen TVs. You know what I'm trying to say? But it was awesome. Big screens. The Theo, you know that. But it was awesome, Steven. I mean, you had everything. The food, the games. And I was, honestly, mini Vegas without the slots.
I am thinking that maybe next season I hold a raffle for the listeners of the show.
Yeah.
And the winner of the raffle gets to come to Steven's Bar and Grill and experience football watching with us like we do it.
As long as Miranda throws out that chicken on the barbecue, we good.
That chicken is good. Not gonna lie. That chicken is good. All right, folks. Real quickly, let's talk about some NFL news. That's the wrong button. You got me pushing wrong buttons all over the place, Joey.
I have that effect, man.
He has that effect. NFL news. Let's start out of Kansas City, where the Kansas City Chiefs have decided that they need, I guess, to bring in an insurance quarterback for Alex Smith in case Alex Smith doesn't play. Terrell Pryor tweeted that he's glad to join the Kansas City Chiefs. He signed a one-year deal with Kansas City to play quarterback there, according to reports from Albert Breer of NFL.com. Do you know who Terrell Pryor is, Joey? Ohio State quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what I don't understand why the Kansas City Chiefs did this is because he's a running quarterback.
Okay.
That's what, I mean, he is fast, he is quick. He's had stints all over the NFL. I think his latest stint, he played with the Oakland Raiders. You were making fun of Oakland, and that's why. I think he played with Seattle for a little bit. Then they cut him before the season started, so he hadn't had a contract.
Right.
Now here comes Kansas City. You know Alex Smith. He's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. That guy doesn't run at all.
Right. I think it's really just more of an insurance. I mean, he's what? His spleen? Is he that delicate? I think it's more of an insurance. Get whatever
Alex
you can.
Alex Smith did have all kinds of issues this season, getting hurt. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm not sure. To me, it seems like Kansas City saying we're not ready to go out and draft a quarterback this year. Let's see if we can kind of piece together a couple quarterbacks with Alex Smith and maybe Terrell Pryor. I guess what happened is after Alex Smith went down, they didn't really have anyone to go to. And so maybe Terrell Pryor will fit that bill. All right, Odell Beckham Jr., the rookie that has continued to impress everybody from the New York Giants. Do you remember that catch against the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. The catch.
Oh, yeah. That's all he's got to say.
We can say Statue of Liberty there. That was beautiful, man.
Yeah, I said that he's given Bended Like Beckham a new name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's no longer about soccer. It's about how you bend your body to catch
it. Put it this way. I don't think I can even bend forward that way. And he bend backwards. So that was pretty amazing for me.
Yeah, it's pretty wild what Odell Beckham Jr. does. And basically, Calvin Johnson has said that he has an injury. And he is no longer available to participate in the Pro Bowl, which is going to happen the Sunday before the Super Bowl in Arizona. I guess I can reveal now. I will be a part of it. I will be there covering that Pro Bowl for Sky Sports News that Sunday before the Super Bowl. So I'm pretty excited about that. It'll be my first Pro Bowl game ever. So Odell Beckham Jr., he will come in and replace Calvin Johnson. I mean,
not much of a miss there. I mean, size wise, but I mean, hey, that's pretty awesome. But Pro Bowl, man, that's like a Sugar Bowl, man. That's nothing, man. That's you got the stars there, but hey.
The only bummer is that it's not in Hawaii this year.
Right.
It's usually in Hawaii, but this year it's in Arizona. Because like every few years they're gonna do it at the same place where the Super Bowl is.
Well, you got pineapples in Hawaii and you got cactus in Arizona. Not bad. Even trade, I think.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to trying to eat a cactus. You know what I'm not looking forward to? I've been to Arizona several times, and it's 112 at midnight.
Right.
That's what I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah.
I hope it's not that hot during the Super Bowl.
That's pretty hot, man. I'll tell you that. But one thing you got to be careful, too, is getting pulled over, man. You got to be careful in Arizona. That's a little dangerous place sometimes.
Why? Do you have to carry a card?
You got to carry your American card, man, saying American. That's it.
My driver's license won't do?
I don't know, Steven. I'm a little worried about that one.
What, do I not look American enough for you, Joey?
No comment. Mr. Guru himself.
All right, no comment. Joey, now it's time for on the show, a segment that I call Good Old Boys.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
You know he never means no harm, Joey.
He's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Some good old boys there.
Now, here's a good old boy, Joey. Chicago Bears cornerback Tim Jennings was arrested in Georgia on, are you ready for this, charges of speeding, reckless driving, and driving under the influence.
So he basically did what every NFL player does on their offseason.
There you go. Man, you just went straight for the kibosh right there. Yes, that's exactly right. It happened. He was driving his 2015 Mercedes. So it was a brand new Mercedes he's driving around. He was going, according to local police spokesman Jake Smith, he told NFL media that Jennings was driving 99 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone. And when they stopped him and pulled it over, they noticed that there was a strong odor of alcoholic beverage, and they began a DUI investigation. Can I just ask you a question, Joey?
What?
How stupid do you have to be if you got millions of dollars and the Chicago Bears gave him a four-year, $22.4 million extension in January, and you're going to be driving around recklessly while you're drunk?
It was cold.
That's it?
Yeah, it was cold, man. You know what? No, in all
seriousness. Have you ever driven drunk, Joey?
You know what? No comment. I have three kids myself, so I'm a law-abiding citizen.
But, that's right. You don't want to get busted while you're driving drunk.
Right. You know, and that contract itself, you got to be responsible. I mean, not only being a role model, but it's just, come on, common sense, guys.
If somebody gave you a $22 million contract, are you going to drive around 99 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone in a brand-new Mercedes?
No, there would be a movie called Driving Joey. Like Driving Miss Daisy? I'll be having someone drive me everywhere.
Driving Joey?
That's right. I wouldn't be wasting my time on that. I mean, you got to take it serious. That's a lot of money and a lot of responsibility. Something can happen. Something, you can get hurt. There goes your career.
That's what I always say, Joe. I say hire somebody. Hire a driver. Call a taxi cab. For crying out loud, the NFL gives you a number of a driving service that will pick you up wherever you are and take you where you need to go.
Steven, there's Uber.
Uber, for crying out loud. Although, I don't know about Uber. I'm still not sure about the whole Uber thing.
My uncle, he's got one called Sanchez, so... A little, black mustache on the front of the car, so we can always use that service.
You go Sanchez?
A little dirty Sanchez.
And is the car at least it's drivable?
Sometimes it's a car, Steven. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes there's a bull or there's a little donkey. But it's legit.
I will not be using that. I don't use Uber. I'm not going to be using Sanchez service.
I've used Uber once, and I can say it was cool. I mean, paid, done. Easy, but come on, there's so many services out there.
Trisha uses Uber. She does. When her company sends her to San Francisco, she uses Uber. If you guys don't know what Uber is, who are listening, it's a service. You have an app on your phone. You say you're here at this location. You want to go to this location, and then they will say, we'll come pick you up. It'll cost you this, and it's like normal people driving their own vehicles, and they've got a little mustache, right, a pink mustache. On their car, they come, they pick you up, and they take you where you want to go. And you don't even exchange money. It's all, you put your credit card in the app. The app charges you.
Yeah, it's all done in the back end, which is cool. You know, you just don't want to go there with your wallet full of money and stuff.
Right,
but
exactly.
They're services, Steven. That's what I'm trying to say, man. This guy, I'm sorry. He goes off the good old boy thing.
Yeah. It, you know what I'm making him?
Boob of the day.
Boob of the day. That's what he is. That's what you get if you're a player and you get busted for a DUI, arrested for charges of speeding, reckless driving, and driving under the influence. Of course, the Chicago Bears are saying, we are aware of the reports of Jim Jennings' arrest. We're currently gathering information to learn more about the circumstances surrounding this situation. That's exactly what the statement that all teams put out. Seriously, if you are a PR person for an NFL football team, the first thing they make you memorize is this statement. We're aware of the reports regarding so-and-so. We are currently gathering information to learn more about the circumstances surrounding the situation, period. And that's all you got to say. Yeah. Well, you know, because reporters are going to come. Hey, you hear about Ted Jennings? And they recite that statement. That's the first thing they haven't even heard what the report. The reporter might be asking them about something else, but they say, we're aware of the reports.
Mm-hmm. They know.
So I want you to learn that, Joey, that line. Because if you're ever on the next time, I'm gonna ask you to recite the PR line, the statement that they give when a person gets arrested.
Got my notes here, man.
All right. Finally, last piece of news information. Jameis Winston. You know who that dude is.
Jamin, come on. Everybody knows that.
Did you see him at the Rose Bowl? Rose Bowl game against Oregon where he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off and he fumbles? You saw that play. Come on. Everybody saw that play.
Was that even a play, Steven? That was bad, man. That was bad.
That was horrible. Well, anyways, he has decided today that he's going to enter the 2015 NFL draft. He's made it official. He is leaving Florida State and becoming or trying to become a professional.
No. He's a solid player. Solid. I mean, what they say, he didn't lose a game since high school? Was that?
Yeah,
Oregon was is a very tough school. I mean, can't go wrong there. But, I mean, hey, think a little too young?
I just don't think that he's mature enough.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is the guy who's been accused of sexual wrongdoings.
Right.
He had the issues where he was, you know, caught on film cursing at folks during a pep rally.
Yeah.
All kinds of different stuff that has been going on with Jameis Winston at the University of Florida State. I'm not sure he's ready because I was at the game. I was at the Rose Bowl. I saw him live with my own eyes. Late in that game when they were getting blown out, he gets into a shouting match with his coach on the sideline, yelling at him. Literally, the coach, if you can read lips, it was on the TV. If you can read lips, the coach is saying, calm the blank down or I will bench you.
Wow.
When a coach is telling you that in the middle of an important bowl game,
yeah,
you still got some maturing to do. I think he should have gone back for another year. But good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to him. But I mean, it's tricky, man. It's a risk factor. He gets hurt next year, there goes his career. I mean, these guys, it's an opportunity to come up, but you know, there's going to be a team out there, you know, needing somebody, needing a quarterback, needing whatever. So I think there's a position for him, but he won't start. He won't play for a while, Steven. It's a money thing. That's
George,
all.
But these guys, though, they have insurance. They have, you know, that the schools take out insurance on them.
On these players.
Yeah. Well, not on every player, but like the high marquee players, like a Jameis Winston. I think his insurance this year was if he were to get hurt and he, you know, had a season-ending injury and he couldn't play in the NFL, his insurance, they would have given him $15 million.
Wow.
And he would have never had to play football ever again. And he would have gotten a $15 million had he suffered an injury to his legs or his arm.
Yeah.
And he couldn't play again. These insurance companies that insure these players, I mean, they're taking a huge gamble, obviously. I don't think they've had to pay one of these premiums ever. But I don't know. I think he should. He of all the quarterbacks that have come out recently, would benefit from another year. But maybe he goes back, he plays worse than he did in the Rose Bowl game, and his stock plummets. I understand why he's coming out. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the kid.
Right, but you got to give the team props for what they did. I mean, they were undefeated up to that game itself. And
29 games in a row.
And I mean, it takes a leader to do that. So, and he saw something. I mean, maybe we don't see it that he's ready, but he saw something. You know, he knew.
So, okay, so I'm going to put it to you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
They have the first pick in the draft next year. They're a pretty bad team. They're stinky poo-poo. And they don't have a quarterback. I mean, they've got a quarterback, but I don't know if you call him a quarterback. Here comes Jameis Winston. Or if after the championship game, which is next Monday, Mark Marcus Mariota, the quarterback out of Oregon, comes out. You got Marcus Mariota, and you've got Jameis Winston, and you need a quarterback, and you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Joey, who do you take?
I don't see a quarterback getting taken, man. I don't know. I mean,
Marcus Mariota.
He has such an upside. He has such a downside. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if those are going to be a top-rated quarterbacks. I can't tell you. I mean, great in college, but that's a tricky one, man. I don't know. I can't answer that, dude. I really can't answer that. I mean, there's so many positions you can go out there. There's so many players. I mean, me being a UCLA fan, I don't even think, you know, our quarterback is ready to be playing out there. Maybe give him one more year. But,
Brett Hundley, but yeah, he's leaving.
I know that.
He has declared, that's another quarterback that he's declared. He is another quarterback that I think
could benefit with another year.
Benefit another year. Absolutely. You're right on that. That's a good call there with Brent Hundley of UCLA Bruins. All right, Joey, that is all the time that we have for NFL news. We're going to get to the games. Four big games. Divisional round. Let's get to them. All right, Joe. The first one will start Saturday afternoon on NBC. The New England Patriots, who around here, Joey, I don't know if you know, we call them the Evil Empire. That's right, the New England Patriots, coming off a bye week, now host the dreaded Baltimore Ravens. Joey, do you know that over the last several years, the Baltimore Ravens have played the New England Patriots three times in the playoffs? In New England, they've won twice, and the one that they lost, it was because their kicker shankopotamus a kick. He missed it. That could have sent the game into overtime. And right before he missed that kick, Lee Evans dropped a short touchdown pass in the end zone. They should have won that game, but they didn't. But they're 2-1. If there is any team in the AFC that is not afraid to go into Foxborough, into New England, against Tom Brady and against Bill Belichick, the emperor of the evil empire, it's these Baltimore Ravens. Who do you like and why?
I'm going to tell you. I'll be honest. I think it's the Patriots, man. You have Bill Belichick, you know, the Harrison Ford of the NFL. You know, you can't
Harrison
understand.
Ford?
Yeah, you can't understand him. You know, he talks like this. And I'm going to play this. I'm going to do that. You know, that's Bill Belichick. He's always game ready. And you got Brady. I mean, they're going to get it done. I don't see Ravens getting past the Patriots. So, I mean, I think the Ravens had a good time with the Steelers. But then again, I mean, there was players injured. But I don't see the Ravens doing it. You have Tom Brady. I mean,
I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
I'm trying to raise my hand.
Yes.
You have to acknowledge me.
I'm sorry.
All right. You acknowledging me now?
I'm acknowledging you.
Could it be that maybe you're just a little upset they knocked out your Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, man. Honestly, no. I'll tell you, I mean, the Ravens have some great receivers. You know that.
Yeah.
They have Flacco that can throw the ball down. I mean, he can throw the ball great. I mean, he can throw it down there. But I'm telling you, you can never, never count out the Patriots. Not a Patriot fan, but I'll tell you, I think they're probably the team to beat.
Wow. Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you we are going to differ on a game because I am taking the Baltimore Ravens. I know that the New England Patriots are sitting at home. They will not admit it. They will not say it. They won't come out publicly and admit that there is one team they did not want to see come into Foxborough, and that is the Baltimore Ravens. They'd much rather have the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Indianapolis Colts or even the Denver Broncos come to Foxborough. They don't want to see Baltimore. I don't care that Tom Brady on radio said just recently, well, you know, you can't bring guys out of retirement. You know, those games that we lost in the past don't mean anything right now. You know what? It does mean something because it means to the Baltimore Ravens in their head, because you have Flacco, you have Terrell Suggs, and you have Harbaugh, the head coach. They know we can go in there and beat you. You don't scare us. You might scare other teams, but you don't beat us. You don't scare us. It's going to be a close game. And I tell you what, if Suggs and Nada and that defensive front for the Baltimore Ravens get after Tom Brady and start smacking him around like they smacked Ben Roethlisberger, and Ben Roethlisberger is a treat. Oh, he's like three times the size of Tom Brady, and they smacked him around and rattled him. They will smack Brady around. They will rattle him. They won't get a good game from him, and Baltimore wins.
I just think the Ravens need to have big plays, and they need a lot of big plays to do that. So we differ from there.
All right, so right off the bat, we get our first divisional game, Baltimore at New England. I like the Ravens. Joey likes the – I really didn't think you would pick the Patriots. And they beat your Steelers. You should go for the team that did beat – that knocked you out.
I know. I'm going to stay quiet on that one.
I'm not rubbing it in, bro. I'm sorry. Anyways, there you go. Joey is going to stick with his initial pick of the Baltimore – of the New England Patriots.
Patriots.
I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens. The next game on Saturday takes us to the Pacific Northwest, where the Seattle Seahawks host the Carolina Panthers. Joey, Cam Newton versus Russell Wilson in Seattle, where it'll probably be gray and rainy and nasty. You know, it's always rainy and cold and all gray skies in Seattle. Who do you like in this game?
Well, there's two ways that I look at it, Steven. One, I got a little nephew that's a big Carolina, you know, Panthers fan, and he told me, mark my words, Nino, that's what he calls me. They go all the way. If they go to playoffs, they're gonna take it all the way. And if they do, you gotta buy me a jersey. So in this case, I don't want to buy him a jersey because I'm a little poor right now. So we're gonna go with the Seahawks, hands down, Seahawks. Take it.
So wait a minute. So the only reason you're taking the Seahawks is because you don't want to buy your little nephew a jersey?
Well, that's half the truth. But the other truth, I think the Seahawks are just too tough, man. They hurt you. I mean, that defense, the offense is coming together, but it's not the same offense, like I say, from last year. But that defense is strong, man. They hurt you. They put a hurting.
I kind of sort of hope Carolina goes all the way now, just so I can see you buy a jersey.
Well, if you want to pitch in, I don't mind. I don't see Superman going past Seattle.
Oh, man, there you go. Joey has got the Seattle Seahawks taking care of Cam Newton, Superman. I'll tell you what, there is no way that Carolina takes care of the Seattle Seahawks, especially they suffered a huge blow. Stud defensive lineman for the Carolina Panthers, Star Lutuilele. Lele is his name. Lutuilele. He fractured his foot.
Oh, wow.
He's not going to be available for this game. And I really thought that if their defense could hold Russell Wilson in the offense and keep it close late.
Keep it close.
That maybe Carolina would have a chance of winning. No, it's not going to happen. Lutuilele has had surgery on his broken bone in his foot. He's going to be out for the game. He's probably out for the rest of the season. And the Seattle Seahawks, with Marshawn Lynch running the football and doesn't have that big body to tackle him anymore, I'm going to take Seattle to win as well. Plus, it's tough to win. Look, in the last 3 years, they've only lost twice. The Cowboys beat them this year. Last year, Arizona went up there and beat them. Those are the only two games they've lost in Seattle. It's loud. Have you ever been to Seattle?
I've been to Seattle once. It's loud.
It is very loud. Doc Rob, Doc up north, if you're listening, he invited us to a game. We went up there. We went on a Monday Night Football, Joe, against the San Francisco 49ers. My ears hurt so much. It was so – that's how loud it was. I mean, my ears were –
You haven't been in my house yet, so.
Is there a lot of yelling there?
Oh, yeah.
How many kids you got again?
I got three, man.
Yes. I love your kids. They're all good. How come they never yell when they come over to my house?
Because I tell them. Steven's going to yell at you guys if you start yelling.
Why you make me be off the bad guy?
Well, someone's got to be a bad guy, man. You're a Cowboy fan, man.
Oh, gosh. There you go. All right. We both have the Seattle Seahawks. That's good. We agree on the game. But somehow, I am not sure we're going to agree on this next game. Sunday. Time for Sunday. Sunday. The first game. 10:05 a.m. on the Pacific time on Fox. The Dallas Cowboys travel to Lambeau Field to face the Green Bay Packers. All right, Joe. There's history here. The Ice Bowl.
This is the game of the week. This is the game that everyone's talking about.
Game of the week.
It's being on blasted on everywhere. SportsCenter, ESPN, whatever you want.
What we call it on the show?
What do you call it?
El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
Steven Miranda.
That's what we call the big game of the week. It is the stupendous, huge game definitely. Of the week. El estupendo juego de la semana.
This initially, I think, is a championship game right here, man. This you got two great teams going at it. I mean, Cowboys. I mean, what a blessing for the Cowboys. I mean, this is how many years in the coming, in the making. They got a great team, and they got something that you know that's going to stick around for a long time. But you know, Packers, they got Aaron Rodgers, man. They got I think they match up pretty good. And the wide receivers, you got you know Lacy, whatever Lacy comes out. I mean, it all depends. But I mean, it's going to be a good game. And the way I look at it, Steven, it can go either way. But I see the Packers coming on top. You can't doubt.
Well, look. Yeah. I went out on a limb today. I don't know if you.
I saw it. I saw that. So Steven.
You saw it. I went out on the limb. I sucked it in. I said I'm going to go out on a limb, people. In case you haven't seen it, you should be following NFL R&R on Twitter and on Facebook. If you're not, why aren't you doing it, people? Come on, get out there. But here's what I did. I said I'm going to go out on a limb. I know it's early, but I'm just going to do it. I said the winner of this game between mm-hmm. the Dallas Cowboys mm-hmm. and the Green Bay Packers this Sunday, whoever wins this game will go on to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, church talk. Amen, brother. Amen.
That's
my
right,
hands
baby.
Up in the air. Amen. I'm preaching.
The winner of this football game will win the Super Bowl.
And I agree. And I can tell you, they're matched up pretty evenly. I mean, go through the players. I mean, I can't say enough about Aaron Rodgers, but I can't dismiss what Tony Romo has done this year to the team. I mean, you can't blame Tony Romo for the loss. You can't blame Aaron Rodgers for their mistakes they've done. But you know what? It's evenly matched, man. I mean, you got wide receiver versus wide receiver. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Tony Romo. It's evenly matched, man.
So on the Cowboys side, you've got Dez Bryant and Terrence Williams. They accounted for 24 touchdowns between the two of them. And, over on the other side, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb accounted for 25 touchdowns mm-hmm. between the two of them.
It's
all right? Then you have the running backs. DeMarco Murray, 1,845 yards for the Cowboys with 13 touchdowns. And Eddie Lacy had over 1,100 yards for Green Bay and 9 touchdowns.
And I'll
most
say,
of those
yeah.
came later in the year.
And that's what I'm going to say. Eddie, he came out of the shower late, man. I don't know what happened, but he definitely turned it around the second half. But that first half was pretty good.
I just want to give this to you, my friend.
Okay.
The Green Bay Packers
mm-hmm.
are allowing 120-plus yards per game rushing.
Wow.
They are ranked 23rd in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes the leading rushing team with the leading rusher in DeMarco Murray.
Right.
On a day that's going to be cold and windy, and it's just going to be – now, you're a big old defensive lineman.
Right.
And all of a sudden, these big old offensive linemen start pounding you play after play. And DeMarco Murray, you know he's not afraid of contact. He will come, and he will smack you, and he will smack you. They're just, they are just going to run that smaller, more – they're not as big, that defensive front for the Packers. They're just going to pound them into the ground, pound them into submission, keep Aaron Rodgers off the field so that he is not a problem, and they're going to make sure that they maintain the clock, that they have the time of possession in their favor, and the Dallas Cowboys. Are you ready for me, Joey?
I'm ready.
Dallas Cowboys will win this football game, and they will go on. They're going to go on. They're the team of destiny. Every year, there is a team where nobody believes they should be there. Nobody believes they have a shot of winning at all. And they become the team of destiny, and they just run the table. That year, this year, my friend, that team is the Dallas Cowboys.
And you've been watching American Idol too long, man, because I don't know, man. I mean, they got something special. They've built something special. But, I mean, can't Green Bay do the same thing? Aren't they going to run over Cowboys?
I don't think so. Because here's the thing. What everybody always looks at the Cowboys defense, and I've heard it from almost everyone so far this week. And what I keep hearing is, the Dallas Cowboys defense is their Achilles heel, and that is why Aaron Rodgers is just going to just throw like crazy, throw for like 500 yards and 5 touchdowns, and they're going to kill him. But they've been saying that about everybody. Andrew Luck's going to go into Dallas and tear him apart. He's going to be amazing. And, you know, and last week, Matthew Stafford, he's got Megatron. He's got Golden Tate. They're going to just be big. And after the first quarter, where the Cowboys last week gave up 14 points like that, boom, boom.
Right.
You know, and Matthew Stafford was throwing the ball. Rob Manelli, he adjusts his defense. They start playing up. They start playing bigger. They start getting after him. They force turnovers. They got fumbles. They got interceptions. And the next thing you know, they won the football game. And that's what they've been doing all year. Nobody wants to say that the Cowboys' defense is worth anything. And it's because they don't have any big names. They don't have a Mathis. They don't have a DeMarcus Ware anymore. They don't have big-name guys that get after the quarterback. They don't have an Ndamukong Suh. They don't have that big defensive name. And so just because they don't have a big defensive name doesn't mean that they're not good.
Yeah.
They've been stepping up to the plate every week.
They have been solid. I mean, and looking at stats-wise, I mean, it says during the recent five-game winning streak, the team has held opponents to 19 points, fool!
You're not going to win scoring just 19 points.
And that's solid. But then again, you got Green Bay, though, man. I'm telling you. I see Green Bay. You see Cowboys.
Green Bay on defense is allowing 22 points per game. And how much has the Cowboys allowed over the last?
But that's the last 5 games.
The last 5 weeks. How many?
19.8. That's almost 19. 20 points a game.
All right, 20 to 22.
It's close, Steven. It's close. Field goal?
34, 27, Dallas.
Wow.
34-27.
I'm going to keep it simple and just say Green Bay Packers are going to take it.
I'm just going to keep it simple, people.
Yeah.
Is that just you're keeping it simple?
I'll keep it simple.
Joey Baya, people, the keeping it simple.
I see maybe a field goal. That's it.
All right. A field goal. So one team or the other is going to win by a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
So Dallas could win by a field goal.
I'm going to say Green Bay in this one, man. I really feel it. I feel it.
All right, so remember, Joey, you have the unenviable task of picking the challenge game because I won the challenge game last week, so that means it's the fans' turn to pick this week. So far, we differ on two games, Ravens, Patriots. I got the Ravens. You got the Patriots.
There might be more.
Cowboys, Packers. I've got the Cowboys. You've got the Packers.
Right.
And let's go to our final game where the last game on Sunday – where the Denver Broncos host Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. All right, Joey, here you go. It's the team that he used to dominate for versus his new team playing his old team, Peyton Manning, now with the Broncos, goes up against his old team. And I think Andrew Luck, he's going to come in. He's like, look, I am the new guy. I'm the new sheriff. I am the new Peyton Manning for the Colts. Will he take care of the Broncos?
No. I mean.
No, just straight up like that? No.
No, there's no way. I mean, it'll be a good game. But Peyton, he's the man, man. It's like having a general. He's kind of like the George Washington. He's that leader. He's going to demand. He's going to control the game. He's got a great receiver. I mean, it's just he's the man. I mean, how many yards did he throw this year? I mean. Passing, I mean, what, over 6,000? What? Tell me, give me a number. Over 20,000? What?
over 20,000. It was a lot. I don't think he threw 20,000 yards, but he did throw for over 4,700.
Yeah.
He threw for 4,727 yards, and I think that was second only to, you know who? Andrew Luck, who threw for 4,761. So Andrew Luck beat him by like 40 yards, dude.
Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
But Peyton Manning didn't play for like a whole half of a game when he was hurt.
Well, at least I got the half of a game he didn't play thing. But I see Broncos taking care of it. They're too good, too strong.
Well, I like the Denver Broncos too. Look, one thing I know that Peyton Manning is not going to go out with a whimper. He's going to go out with a fight, a bang. He's going to bring it. He will bring it. And the one thing that the Denver Broncos have this year that they haven't had in years past is a really, really good running game.
Yeah.
The emergence of C.J. Anderson has been pretty big. Didn't this guy help you out in fantasy football?
No.
No?
Didn't get him.
No.
I had somebody else, but he didn't play this year.
Oh, that's right. You had the number one pick.
Yeah, number one pick. You know, you Adrian Peterson. Way to go, Joe.
Oh, man. Come on. Hey, that was the smart pick. That was the smart pick.
I don't know. Next time, don't get advice from Steven Miranda.
Oh, come on, man. I took him, too. But here's the difference, Joey.
What?
In the one league where I had the first pick and I took Adrian Peterson, I still made it to the Super Bowl.
What are you trying to say, man? My auto draft didn't do that well?
Auto draft, man. Auto draft is not good. So you're saying Denver Broncos again?
I'm saying Denver Broncos.
All right, folks. There you have it. So if my predictions come true, we will have the Denver Broncos hosting the Baltimore Ravens. And in the NFC, we will have the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Dallas Cowboys. If Joey's predictions come true, we will have Denver going to New England and Green Bay going to Seattle, which means you will have 1-2 and 1-2. You know, Joey, that doesn't happen very often, right? I'm just trying to help the fans here.
But you said the right word, very often. It doesn't happen very often, but it can happen.
Once, like, over the last 50 years?
Yeah. But you know what?
Once in a blue moon, when it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I real feel that the picks that I got, pretty solid.
You're taking all the home teams, all the favorites.
Yes.
And that rarely happens. When you have all the favorites and all the home teams, you know that's not going to happen, dog.
It's going to happen this week.
I'm not gonna say I told you so, but would you want to come back after the games next Monday and sit down with me so that I could say I told you so?
Well, if you got some menudo or some chicken, I'll come that Sunday.
Yes. Hey, you want to come watch the Cowboy game on Sunday? We're going to be here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
There it is. And
menudo.
There it is. And
there it is.
Going to that thing, I think the Packers. Still think the Packers.
Oh, it would be good to watch it with you then.
Let's do this.
Do you want to make that the challenge game?
I think we should make it the challenge game.
You get to pick.
I think that's the challenge
game. Now, I'm not trying to dissuade you because I know there's some people right now saying, make the Ravens, make the Ravens. But,
no,
you know, you pick.
I'm going to go with the Packers. Let's make this interesting.
Ooh, because you know we got – hey, keep this on the download, but you know what's going on at work, right, with that game. No. Joe's shaking his head.
No, I'm saying no. What's up? What's going on?
No, we can't. Hey, I can't say it. My wife listens to the show, man.
Oh, never
mind. My wife listens to the show. We can't talk about it.
Never mind. That's guy talk.
wrong
podcast.
Just to recap, Baltimore at New England. I have the Ravens. Joey has the Patriots. Indianapolis at Denver. We both have the Denver Broncos. Over on the NFC, Dallas at Green Bay. I have the Cowboys. Joey has the Packers. Carolina at Seattle. We both have the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
I'm representing you correctly on that.
100%.
All right. And the challenge game?
Let's do it. Packers, Cowboys.
Packers, Cowboys is the challenge game. Joey is taking Green Bay at home. I'm taking Dallas just so that I can give you odds on that. The Packers opened up at 7, favored by 7 points. That line is down now to 6, people. The line is down to 6. That means money is coming in on the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, did they release what refs are actually going to be refereeing? Is that why the line went down? Or?
Why you got to talk about the refs? Okay, since we're talking about the refs, what do you think about that call, Joe?
The truth, hey, man. The ball bounces. It can bounce on any side. It can go anywhere. That's the call that was called, and I agree with it. It was legit.
All right, there you go. See, I'm not the only one. But anyways, in case you haven't heard, because afterwards the people, they apparently came out that the NFL had admitted to the Detroit Lions
right.
that there was another play where holding should have been called on the Cowboys against Ndamukong Suh that wasn't. But guess what happened today?
What?
The league admitted to the Dallas Cowboys there were 7
there it is.
Penalties Steve, that they should have called against Detroit.
You can watch any game, and it's going to happen. But one play does not cause the outcome, you know? Like you said, it can go any way.
You are a smart man, Joey Valle.
And I still say the Packers.
except for that part. That's the part where you're not so smart right there. But usually you're a smart man. I'm just telling you, it's 10-8 is the challenge game. This is for all the marbles. I mean, if the Cowboys win, it's over for the fans. You will have completely eliminated the fans from being able to embarrass me.
Oh, man. That's some big shoes to fill here, man. We got this, though.
Are you feeling uncomfortable?
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable right now, man. I see a little sweat coming down my chin right now. Maybe that's from something else. But
all right, Joey. Well, I want to thank you for – I know that it was kind of like a short notice. I put you in there, and you've done great, man. Thank you for coming along.
Oh, man, when you said hot seat, literally, this is a hot seat, man.
It's getting warm there, isn't
it's
it?
It's getting warm. But, no, what a pleasure, Steven. And you got a great show, man. This is awesome, and thank you for the opportunity.
All right, thanks a lot. Joey Valle, folks, buddy, and we're going to watch the game together on Sunday?
Let's do this.
All right, come over. Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers is the challenge game. I've got Dallas. Joey has the Packers. I think he's wrong, but that's all right. We're gonna find out. That's why they play the games, right?
That's right.
And anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
No, man. Just once again, thank you once again, Stephen.
All right. Thanks for coming in. That's Joey Valle, folks. You've been listening to Stephen Miranda. If you haven't gone out to the website, www.nflrnr.com. That's nflrandr.com. Go out there. It's got all our social media handles, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube page. It's all out there. Go follow us. I've been putting out some good images and questions for you all to join in and participate. Thanks for listening wherever you are. This has been Stephen Miranda, and you've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.